This is Superfast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schramko here, and welcome to the Wealthification Exercise. What we're going to do in this module is put it all together, and we'll do a little bit of work. I'm going to show you my wealthification spreadsheet. We'll just do a basic one today, but you can develop it on your own. I'm giving you the Excel spreadsheet so that you can analyze your own business and start to develop a really useful reporting tool for your business. In the next section, you may want to increase the size of the screen if you're watching the video so that you can see as I go through the exercise. Okay, in this example, what we're going to do is put in last month's numbers for our two business divisions, and we're going to analyze them. So in the first business, let's say we did $10,000 worth of sales, and in the other business, we did $30,000 of sales. Now, let's say in the first business, it cost us $4,000 to make those sales in marketing and delivering those services, and in the other business, let's say it cost us $12,000. Now, in the first business, we spent out of 188 hours that we get, let's say we spent 80 hours in that one and 100 in that one. And what we've got here is the hourly rate that business one is worth to us, $75 an hour. And in business two, where we think it's a pretty good business because we made quite a few sales, the profit was good. It was three times as much as the first business. The hourly rate on business two is substantially better. It's $180 an hour. So not only is it bringing in more sales, it's bringing in a huge amount of profit. Even though it's taking up more than half our time, it's giving us most of the money. So what we do is we have a look at the after scenario, and let's say we back off a bit on business one and really ramp up business two. Let's say we've given less attention to business one and it's now doing $8,000. Let's say it still costs us $4,000, but we've pulled back a bit and we're spending only 60 hours a month on it. On business two, though, we spend more of our time there. We've actually now put 120 hours a month, and our sales have gone up because we're focusing on it. It's $45,000, and our costs have gone up too. Still $20,000 because we hired a few extra people and did some things. But have a look at this. Our hourly rate's gone up to $208, and we're spending more time on it. So our profit went from $24,000 up to $29,000. So we've got a substantial difference. Our overall rate's gone up. Our time spent in the business is exactly the same, but we've made more profit. And that was because we started focusing where we could get the best return. So we just look at our top priority. Our top priority for business one, and we can get some hints from here, might be just to sustain. We don't want to do too much. The second priority would be to call past customers. And for our business too, what we need to do to really increase that business is we need to ramp up our marketing. So we'll do some marketing there. And we'll also hire some people to deliver the goods, to deliver the service. And we'll spend a bit of time fine-tuning our systems. So there is effectively our actions list. And if we do these actions, we'll get this result. And that is a very simple wealthification analysis, and it helps guide you in terms of what you should be spending your time on. What I like to do then is then create a Zectrack circle so that we can really dig in on our business, and I'll show you what that looks like. Okay, so what is a Zectrack circle or a chocolate wheel? We saw in a previous module the chocolate wheel concept, where we have our business with complementary sections. So let's just think about this for a minute. We start off with our own service, probably one service, maybe two services. That's a typical scenario. And quite often, because we are entrepreneurial, we start to add services. So let's say in this example, we have a service business, a product business, and a finance business. And they sort of all fit together from the same overall market or segment. And we're able to have that customer move between section to section of our business and make extra profit. Remember how that increases the transactions per customer, and that gives you a much better performance. We saw that in the cash flow module. So just to put this in perspective, we started with one business and then we grew an extra few businesses, and now our entire business is far more profitable. And remember, we have to put the customer in the middle. Focus on the customer. I really want to stress this. The big key to wealthification, and the thing that's helped my business the most, is putting my attention on the customer that I already have and helping them experience different services and different products, and to be able to experience all parts of my business. It's really good for them and it's really good for me. So this is the exercise now. Take your businesses from the spreadsheet and write them onto your own Zectrack circle, and then put the customer in the middle. Take a picture of it and perhaps make it your screensaver, and this will help you focus on your customer and your business. And if you need the prompt, put your actions and list them down the side there so that you have your actions right there on your computer. And what I like to do is put my goal. So in the case of many of my students, they're still looking for that first $1 million, but it won't be long till you get there. I've been able to do it, and I'm pretty sure just about anyone who applies the wealthification formula has got a great chance of doing this. And remember your multiples. If you have a profit of $1 million, you can probably sell for 5. I hope you've enjoyed the training. Be sure to leave some feedback. I'm James Schramko, signing out.
Discover how to build your business super fast. Check out superfastbusiness.com.